which leads us on to your next item on the show, which is your inspirational icon, and that is Oprah. She's a typical American dream story, isn't she? Coming from poverty to becoming hugely successful and internationally well known and renowned. So what inspires you?
It is the person she is. The rags to riches, obviously inspiring, they all are. But with Oprah, I started watching her 25 years ago, or, you know, near the beginning of the Oprah show. And it was the fact that she is so open with her own journey. She has gone through a whole load of life experiences that tons of us have. Mm. And she's shared that generously with everybody in a very dignified way. Her dealing with life, how we live it, psychology, how to live better lives, you know, how to fulfill ourselves, all of that stuff is really, really intelligent and down to earth, human. So she shares her own stuff without sensationalizing or making it all about her. She shares stories for educational reasons, and it really works. It really connects with people. When it comes to inspiration, it's all of the personal development and the psychology side of it that she has done. And she's introduced so many teachers and so many brilliant people to such a wide audience, and so many concepts as well. It was the first time I had heard of the idea of coaching. It was the first time I had ever heard of, you know, the idea of taking your life consciously and on purpose, doing what you want to with your life. It just never occurred to me. And the more I watched her shows, the more I realized that's what I want to be doing. And it was all about making better choices, taking responsibility for our lives, how powerful we really are that we don't know, all of this stuff that enhances life, no matter who you are, no matter where you are, and no matter what you do. It really doesn't matter. It's the stuff that's common to all of us, that we have choices, we have power, and we have the ability to make the best of our lives, no matter what our lives are. So there's no kind of you have to start from here, there, or anywhere. You have to be born with money, or, you know, you have to be born poor to get rich, or whatever. There's no sort of ridiculous ideas in it. It's all about, it doesn't matter who you are, where you are now is the best place to start. Now, what do you want? What do you want to create? And how are you going to do that?
Probably as a society in Ireland, we're probably only coming to terms with that now. I suppose that's been part of the American culture for many years. But in terms of you can be whatever you want to be, hasn't always been in the psyche of the Irish mind. Is that something that, yes, that you kind of try and coach people along with? Or what kind, yes, of coaching skills, absolutely, do you provide?
That's where I developed a lot of my training from, was from coaching people one-to-one and trying to get people to understand that they have more power than they realise. The mission I'm on, the way it's developed, is that I want everybody to know that they have much more power to direct their own lives than they would habitually think. And you're right, in Ireland, this is definitely new concepts to us. I was always bothered by coaches, and I did associate them with American style coaching of you can do anything you want and there are no limits and you can have whatever you want. And that always bothered me, because of course there's limits. Mm. You know, I always thought, that's nonsense. I'm never going to be a professional dancer. I'd quite like to be. That's not going to happen. Where it crystallized for me was actually watching Mark Pollock give a talk and seeing what he had done. He went blind in his 20s and then ended up where everybody, including himself, thought, well, that's it. Career over, sports career over. Instead of just doing what everybody expected, he's taken up extreme sports and raced up mountains, raced to the North Pole and done all sorts of things that you would not expect somebody who went blind to do. Mm. And that was the moment where it just struck me. Actually, there are limits. Of course there are. But they're much further out than we habitually think. Once you start imagining what could be, you increase the possibilities in reality.